Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. Oh, it's good to be with you again as we continue on in a message of entitled Visions from Eternity. And while we've not progressed very far, I think we've covered some very important areas in terms of, as I shared that first broadcast, I felt many people are where they're at right now. You're kind of stuck spiritually, whether it's a circumstantial, physical problem, financial. You need the Word of God to release you, and the Spirit of God to break the yoke of inactivity, of confusion. So often the enemy will try to bring confusion. Well, I don't know what God's doing. I don't know what He's doing with me, and I don't understand what's going on. And I prayed and prayed, and I've stood on the Word, and we can go. We grouse. We can fuss. But the point is, that's not the good way to go. We need to thank God that even when things seem to be totally out of control, He is in control. He's in control of your life. If you've made Him not only Savior, if you've made Him Lord. If He's Lord, then He has the right to do with His servants, His children, as He desires, because He has only your best interests at heart, ultimately. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but we don't go by feelings. We walk by faith and not by sight. And so, beloved, we were talking about faith, of the importance of being confident in your faith in order to bring those dreams, those hopes, those desires in God that you would love to see fulfilled. Then, and basically, you know, this, what I'm speaking about, to a great extent, has to do with our own walk, our own heart before God. We can't change anyone else. We can't change circumstances, but God can. When a man's ways please the Lord, He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with Him. You see? And so if we will respond in a way that is in concord, in agreement with the Word of God, we will see God begin to move in our lives. And there's times things just stay stationary. We just have to stand still and trust God that what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. God is our refuge, our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. He is our high tower, our hiding place. He is all these things to us, and He will comfort and encourage. So in order to make whatever those dreams are, life dreams, expectations, or something simple, what you want to do this next week, you need to be aware that God has given you certain things, certain responsibilities, things within your purview of authority that He wants you to be faithful and responsible over. We need to examine our hearts, make sure that we will renounce sin, disobedience, laziness, anything that would prevent us from obeying God. We need to confront whatever that might be. And then we're to be confident in our faith. Why? Because Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. You know, it's, as I said yesterday, it's not a matter of how much faith you have, it's a matter of obedience. And faith compels just ordinary people like you and I to accomplish the extraordinary for God. And because it's His ability, it's His strength. And faith is simply your ability to believe. That's all it is. And the proof of your faith is the pursuit of the unseen, of the eternal realities. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the 10 spies. I mentioned them, that doubt has a powerful effect also. It's a negative faith. That's a destructive faith that will kill and destroy every God-given dream God has planted within you. Just think about this, the Israel at that point in time. They had seen amazing miracles. We've never beheld things like that. Imagine the Red Sea just parting, a million people walking across on dry shod. I mean, they saw amazing things, and you know, when it came to it, through the adversities, the tests they came through when they were to go into the promised land. And God said, I've given it to you, past tense. 10 came back with, oh, they saw all the problems. They saw all the difficulties. They saw the great walled cities. They saw the giants. And they just like wanted to go back to Egypt. Only 2 responded in faith. Didn't Joshua and didn't Caleb see those same things? Of course they did. But they knew one that was greater. And that's where you need to be, beloved, that God has a plan for you. He's given you hopes. He's given you desires. And so the misuse of faith is actually doubt. It's faith in the negative. And constructive, positive faith, the belief in the unseen, in the eternal, in God's word. You can't say, okay, here's God. Well, the word, we have the physical word in the Bible, but you can't, it's immaterial. It belongs to the realm of eternity. And that kind of faith caused a widow who was starving to give up her last meal to Elijah. It was that faith that caused, as much as he was offended by the original response of the prophet, Naaman, who was a leper, dipped 7 times in muddy Jordan. It didn't make any sense, but you know, what faith birthed in his heart, and he obeyed. He wasn't disobedient, and as a result he was healed. And so faith, beloved, pleases the heart of God. All right, having established that, I want to talk to you about the importance of the mind of Christ. We need to function and utilize that mind of Christ that God has given. Now, we are in human bodies. Jesus had a human body. He had a human brain. And there's 2 major functions of the mind. Aside from logical thinking, there is memory, as in relating to what we're talking about. There's memory and there's imagination. Now, I think we all can relate to what memory is. It's photographs, images, files, pictures, if you will, of the past that we have the ability to replay. We're able to remember it. We're able to think of it. Sometimes those memories can be so real, we almost live through it. I'm thinking right now, those, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome, our warriors, our military who've been in terrible war conflict. I mean, they have nightmares in terms of the things they experienced. Memory is a very powerful thing. It's as if they were there. And then also there's imagination. And that's a wonderful gift God has given us. It will create and not replay. It will pre-play pictures of things you want to happen in the future. I'm just thinking of something simple. You want to get a puppy. Well, your imagination goes thinking hard in the future of all the blessings, the joys, especially if you've been a pet owner, you know, the joys that our little furry 4-footed friends can give us. You start creating pleasant images of things that are likely to occur. And so your imagination, it can hurt you or it can help you. It can be constructive or it can be destructive. Now, whatever God has given you, those hopes, those dreams, those visions, those things you'd love to see happen in your life. And we, as I said, we're talking, I'm being general, relating to big life events or simple little things that would bless you. You know, finding a coffee pot that you really like. I mean, something simple. He delights in giving us the desires of our heart. And so nothing is too little or too big for God. And so whatever those dreams are that God gives you through your imagination, which you can then enhance and enlarge upon, those dreams from God will bring blessing and miracles. But dreams from the enemy will bring fear and unbelief. Oh, what's going to happen? You lost your job. Oh my goodness. Thoughts of deprivation, living on the street. Those are very real things for some people, but your response is, Lord, you're going to take care of me. I don't care what it takes. In fact, I've heard stories of actually people choosing to live on the street to know what the homeless go through. I'm serious, Christians. So, and what a ministry they then can have. However, the enemy will bring fear and unbelief that God is not going to meet your needs. At this time, he's going to fail you. And so, Why is memory important? Let's focus on that for a bit. Many need a healing of memories. You will need to recall the things that happened in your past, but without pain. You know, God says he puts all those things, our sins, in the sea of forgetfulness. Well, beloved, we have the gift of memory. We will remember both positive and good things, but the bad things will lose their sting and their pain. And also, we shouldn't spend our time analyzing the past. Oh, if I'd have done that, the regrets and things the enemy would bring up. But instead, you should be using your energy to create new roads ahead of you. That's why Paul said, forgetting those things that are past, I press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Don't try to repair those old ones behind you, those roads. They're gone. They're forever over. And so while, let me give you a scriptural example. Look at Joseph. When he, after many years, remember, they wanted him killed, basically. And they thought, well, they just had discussion, thought, well, we'll just sell him to the slave traders. And so he was carried off into Egypt. He was Potiphar's servant. He was in prison. And when he recognized his brothers, when they came to Egypt to be able to buy food, he recognized them. He remembered all that had happened, but he had no animosity. And there is, beloved, a purpose, sometimes a redemptive purpose in sorrow through the things that we go through. We certainly can't be touched and compassionate and empathetic toward others if we haven't gone through pain ourselves. And so, beloved, well, my time has just flown away, and we're going to get a little deeper into the subject of memory and imagination, how God wants to use it to bring you into a place of joy and fulfillment. And it may not happen overnight, but beloved, there's a joy just knowing you're on the road, just knowing you're on the way. It's so much better than just being adrift without a rudder in the sea. That God doesn't want you just sort of going around in circles. He has a plan for you right now, and he wants you to discover it. Holy Spirit working with you. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and oh my goodness, this is a whole week is behind us, and we'll just continue next week. I hope you can join us at this same time, or just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast. There's an archive there for you to listen anytime at your convenience. But I do look forward to you writing. I always get so excited when somebody writes for the first time, because I know the Holy Spirit moved on them. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will confirm, I will pray, but if you want a personal letter, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.